This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy weekend and happy race day, everybody. At 8:06, it is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we're going to podcast the show on the team's website, usfdracing.org. And if you're on Facebook, we got so many people there. Check out that Facebook page, USFD Racing. We race for pretty much volunteer fire departments. It's a great page to learn a lot about us. So what do we got on today's show? Rick Crawford is standing by for the second part of the Open Wheel Mania. Last night, a rain delay at Five Flag Speedway, but they got it in, and what a great group of winners. We'll talk about it in a minute. Joe McCardle also scheduled to be on. They had a special Friday night race last night at Sunny South Raceway. I already saw some of the pictures. Looks like it was a great night of racing. And second, currently 4 points behind first in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, Justin Lofton is going to talk to us. He's going to talk a little bit about his first victory in Charlotte, being a teammate of Cale Gale, our local fella who I heard rumors might have been over at Rick Crawford's club last night. We'll have to find out. And then even his thoughts of winning the championship. And then NASCAR, it's been a busy week right now. I can tell you, Dustin Long with USAtoday.com and SI.com standing by. Kyle Busch edges out Casey Kane for the pole. There's stuff with Tony Stewart to talk about, AJ Allmendinger as well. And as we bring in Rick Crawford here in just a minute, before we talk to Rick, I want to say good morning to you, Rick, and your thoughts really quick on how about Mike Mad Dog Maddox for the first time making it into victory lane in an open wheel modified at Five Flags. Boy, that day, he did some good racing, buddy.
Hey, first half of the doubleheader. Good morning, everybody. I'm Full Throttle Racing with Kane this morning. But anyway, he won the first half of the doubleheader. He's up for a $500 bonus tonight.
Wow.
If he's a highest points guy in Mobile, so he's got half of it done. But it's the first night for the Neon Moon Saloon to be on the side of his car, so I'm very proud about that. And but no, congratulations to all the modified guys for running and Pensacola getting the show in last night. And but what a neat race by Mad Dog.
Oh yeah, and you know, we've got a little copy of him in a victory lane. He was very thankful.
Here we are, Pensacola Five Flag Speedway, and who would have thought that 14 would have made it in there? Mike Mad Dog Maddox, after a long rain delay. Tell me about your run and how you got up front, and man, you put it on Chris Cotto. That's saying something.
Man, the car never got sideways all night tonight. It was just run a straight line. You know, Stephen Davis built us some shocks, done a fantastic job on the shocks. We just want to try to get out of here and make enough money to go race Mobile tomorrow night.
And you don't have to fix anything, do you?
And I didn't have to fix nothing. But man, the car was just on a rail. I just couldn't believe. I kept looking in the mirror. I said, somebody's just holding back and they coming, but they never did.
That makes you feel great.
That makes you feel good. All the work we done on this car makes you feel great.
And who are some of the guys helping you, Mike?
Jason Fay, you know, David Miller, Kyle Payne, Dana and his nagging wife. Nancy, Dana Copeland, his wife, you know, just.
So then what does this mean? It's been a while in victory lane, especially here at Five Flags for you.
Yeah, it's the first time I won in a modified flag. Yeah. At Five Flags. I finished second a bunch of times, but never won over here. And this is just about as good a race to win as any besides the Derby.
Well, I tell you what, you did a great job, 50 laps. Get ready, get some sleep, and we'll see you tomorrow, brother.
Thank you, Kane.
How about that? So obviously, Rick, a very happy, very tired driver. You know, a lot of people might not know about Mike Maddox. He was actually a past crew member on your truck, right?
Oh, yeah. Truck, the all-pro car for years ago, and then helped me locally, too. So, yeah, whatever, you know. And then he drives a 14 also. So,
that's cool.
You know, congratulations to Mike, and he does a great job. And always a good competitor and does things for the fan and everybody, and a lot of people don't know this either. He's a 2-time liver recipient and
yes,
a kidney recipient. So he's got a lot going on. Very blessed to be racing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it was a great night of racing. The other half of the open wheel or open wheel mania was the motorcycles, and no surprise that this guy was in victory lane last night.
Hey, Rob, I tell you, tell you what, here you are, Five Flag Speedway. You're going to be, I guess, in the next few hours packing up because it's already midnight. We're going to do this again at Mobile. But, man, you put on a show starting near the back. Didn't look like the start you wanted, but once you got through the traffic, I enjoyed watching you pick them off like you always do.
Yeah, we tried something different with the tires. And being that we're on a little bit tight program tonight, we didn't get to warm them up as many laps as we usually do. So you can literally feel them come in, but once they do come in, it's just on rails out there, you know. And then this bike seems to know its way around Five Flags pretty well already.
Are there any differences that you'll have to do setup-wise compared to what we'll see this morning or later today at Mobile?
Yeah, we do a little bit of suspension adjusting and tire pressure changes, but we don't, I mean, these things, these KTMs are so good right out of the box. I mean, I can pretty much just twist the throttle and go.
How does it feel to pick up another win at Five Flag Speedway?
It feels great. I absolutely love the track. I mean, it's my home track. I live less than 5 minutes from here. I've been coming out here since I was a little kid. My aunt and father both used to race motorcycles out here, so it just feels really awesome to get another win in front of my home fans.
Well, that's Rob McClendon, and again, he had a great run, and is it a surprise that you see him even in the back? He's methodic. He goes through the crowd, and Rick, he'll be there tonight, he said, and he's going to be one of those guys you have to keep an eye on.
Well, I'm telling you, Rob is like the Bubba Pilot of the late models.
Yeah.
But you know what he does? He sort of mashes in these motorcycles' faces a little bit there because he turns his turn signals on going in the corner. The bike he usually races is the bike he rides to work.
Wow.
And the guys, and it's hard to believe, but the other guys, his competitors out there racing against him are really serious about this, and they're trying to take him down.
Oh, yeah.
And he just sits out there and shows off a little bit. But Rob McClendon, very talented motorcycle racer, motorcycle mechanic, runs B&B Cycle over in Pensacola, and they do a great job.
Well, I tell you, and they had a huge amount of bikes there. They really did. So obviously one of the largest classes out there last night. So, and I think we expect the same thing. Tell us about the show, because it continues tonight at Mobile.
Well, the first thing we're going to talk about is fireworks. If you hadn't had enough fireworks, 4th of July, we got fireworks tonight. They're going on all night long for the National Anthem all the way to the end of the show.
Great.
So fireworks will be at Mobile National Speedway. Come on out and see them. But we got the modified race, 1500 to win. Mad Dog's talking about, you and Mad Dog talking about that a little earlier. But we got the Halls Motorsports motorcycles tonight. Halls Motorsports, Trent Hall is going to bring out a new, I don't know, it looks like a four-wheeler to me, but it is a new buggy called the Benchy, and the Benchy is street legal. They're going to show it to you tonight at Mobile National Speedway.
Very cool.
Bob Speed Shop Sportsman will be on the racetrack, you know, always a competitive class, one of the best classes we have at Mobile Speedway, and the Island 2 Motor Bomber class, of course, and always some excitement there because we've got Kane in the field.
Oh, yeah, it's always exciting. Yeah, we'll see what happens with our guys. I understand our guys might be a little tired after stopping by the club last night, right?
Oh, I think they celebrated last night
for
their racing tonight.
That's
and
how
so,
we do it.
That's just the way it goes. You know, I've seen Rusty there and everybody and everybody was having a great time at Neon Moon Saloon.
That's what it's about. Now, you guys, or us, I should say, at Mobile International, we've got two in a row now. So July 21st, you've got something different with the Pro Late Models. We've done it before, and I think the crowd really likes it. What's the difference?
And even this week, it got a little change in it.
Oh.
This weekend, the Twin 50s, as they usually was called, the Wild Card Twin 50s, is sponsored by TV5. Randy Patrick at the TV5 Sports came up with the Wild Card Twin 55s. So everything's got a 5 in it this week.
Good.
And so at 55 laps, here's what we're going to do. We're going to, right off the bat, we're going to run a 55-lap Pro Late Model race. Then we're going to run the rest of our show, then come back with another 55-lap late model race at the end of the show. And so don't make it a little different. And like I say, it is a Wild Card 55-lap race.
Let me ask you, when will Bryce Dulabon get his first win in that Pro Late Model?
It could be one or both of these twin 55s.
Yeah.
He led the last 40-lap feature to two laps to go.
Yeah.
And then DJ Vangeli outrun him there toward the end. But he's real close. He's right on the verge. He's doing what he needs to do in a late model. He's gaining a lot of experience. I think they got a private test session this week at the racetrack, and he'll be ready.
Well, there you go. Well, obviously, the gates open at 5, racing at 8. Weather-wise, how are we looking today? I know we had some showers, and there was a rain delay for about 90 minutes last night at Five Flags. We're prepared. You got the dome built and ready to go, right?
Oh, it's ready to go. Got the vent at the top. It's smoke-free.
There you go. Rick, we love you. We appreciate you coming on board, and obviously, we'll see you at the track here in a little bit, my friend.
Look forward to it, Kane. Man, we're full throttle today, buddy. Let's stand on it.
Always do. There's Rick Crawford again. He's a good part of the show. Enjoy working with him, too. So much to still talk about. How about Justin Lofton, 4 points out of the lead in the Truck Series with NASCAR? He's coming up in just a few minutes. And I believe Joe McCardle should be up alive and well. We're going to talk about Sunny South Raceway coming up and Dustin Long with NASCAR. It's all around the corner on Full Throttle Racing with Kane.
Do you love?
Hey, welcome back. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Lotta, you've got Facebook pages. I want you to check out USFD Racing on the Facebook page and like us if you can. A lot of cool stuff there. That's United States Fire Department Racing. That's what the Hurricane Motorsports will run tonight. The colors at Mobile International Speedway. And what that is we go to racetracks and we just pretty much get discounts for the EMTs and the fire department. And we also race to do fund awareness for the fire department. These guys are the first people you see right after you hit the wall, whether you're in a race car or you're on the road. So we appreciate everything they do. So still so much to come up. Again, second in points in NASCAR's Camping World Truck Series. Justin Lofton standing by on the phone. Dustin Long again with USATODAY.com and SI.com. Going to talk about Kyle Busch edging out Casey Kane for the pole for Sunday's Lennox Industrial Tools 301 at New Hampshire. Now, something a little bit different. Sunny South Raceway usually does that thing on Saturday night. They surprised us and did a little schedule change, and Friday night there was some great racing and no rain all around you, but no rain. Joe McCardle, good morning. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Morning, Kane. Thanks for having us on, man.
Oh, absolutely. So again, a lot of people along the Gulf Coast have been fighting all the showers, and so it wasn't a wet track, and you actually had some pretty darn good racing. Tell us about it, because I've already seen some of the pictures of the winners on Facebook. Connor Okresic again in the Bandoleros. No surprise, he was up front. Tell us about that race.
In the Bandoleros, we had one little visitor from Georgia, Larson. Eagle from Dawson, Georgia, and he came in. But like you say, Connell, he won, took first place home.
Wow.
Andrew Nolan from Pensacola got second, and the little Lawson kid got third. And it's pretty decent racing. Like I said, we had lightning, around us, no rain, so it's a pretty decent night for us.
Well, that's good, and that's what it's all about, you know. Now, the next time you guys are running are going to be on July 28th, a Saturday night. I heard that you guys are having pretty decent car counts. Let me ask you about the Pro Challenge, because I saw one of the guys on Facebook this morning drove one of the guys. I think he said he got second. Are your car counts still decent in that class? And tell us about what those are, because I love them. The cars and trucks run together. It's a different class that some people might not be aware of, Joe.
Okay, basically it's a three-quarter scale car, in this case, car, Monte Carlo, Ford Fusion, Dodge Charger, and then we have the trucks. So we have the Dodge truck, the Chevrolet truck, the Ford truck. So three-quarter scale with the motorcycle engines. And this 1100s, 1200s, we have a new engine out now. It's the fuel-injected Kawasaki 1000.
Uh-huh.
And then they come back and let us run the Ford 2300, which is only running like one race. But it has every adjustment that a big late model has.
Mm-hmm.
It's a four-wheel disc, runs on Hoosier racing slicks. And it looks good on our track. Let's put it that way.
Oh yeah,
and
well,
it fits our track beautiful.
Oh, and I think they're great. When they did an exhibition race over at Five Flags last year, everyone said they sound like Indy cars, and they did. You know, it's really cool. So, but I love that class too. Well, you know, your track has done something that's we always talk about when you come on, that you guys are really training the new generation of race car drivers. And again, one of the classes we talk about all the time are the Mighty Mites. And again, I don't know if they race last night or night, or if not, will they be there on the 28th? And what, again, is that class? Because there's a lot of buzz around the local community about these young kids and what they're starting to do in the racing.
Kane, we had them out last night.
Awesome.
We named them the Mighty Mites, and the age limit is 4 to 8 years old with no prior racing experience.
Four-year-olds in a race car. That's awesome.
Yes, sir. Four-year-old that we had trouble buying racing suits, and when two of the dudes even had problems buying shoes for them. They were so small. But we have them full racing attire.
helmets. The car is a Junior Sportsman, a 5-point harness in it, roll cage, and we had four of them last night, and little 22 Garrett Little One is first, followed closely by Josie McArdle. And then we had Justin Beam in the 41 and Kyler Beam taking up fourth place.
Now, we've talked about this class before. Not maybe one of the most fast classes. You know, they're pretty slow cars, but you are starting to see, like you said before, they're learning the flags, they're learning the signals, what to do if they have to come off the track. So that's what this is. If you really want to get into the learning how to race a race car and get your family involved, sunnysouthraceway.org, the website's got it all there. Or just stop by Grand Bay and see them racing out there, because I guarantee it's entertaining. And you're starting to see them draft a little bit. Are they using the bumper yet? Are they using the chrome horn yet?
It's funny you should ask.
Oh, here we go. Start them early, well, baby.
The cars are so equal. Yeah. You know, you get on the outside lane, it's just there not to pass. So I seen it, didn't want to believe it, but we had two of them do a little bump and run last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well.
That's awesome.
I mean, they've done it like pros, too. Yeah, they've done it. It's like they've been practicing, but, yeah, they've done it.
That's so cool. Well, that's part of the fun. I bet you the crowd went nuts. So, you know, you've got the Stingers out there as well. That's been a great class, and, you know, it seems like that's a great startup as well, because for less than, $500 to $800, $900, you can be racing a car around Sunny South.
Last night, Friday, July the 13th, we run the Stingers backwards. And Lance Wood, who's been leading them around the track making left-hand turns, he led them around the track last night making right-hand turns.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a good race. I still say they put on a better show running backwards. But they do look good. And in the pro class, we had Jeremy Lundy come out of Hurley, Mississippi, and take home the win, followed closely by Hunter Lewis with Joseph Michael in third. But, yeah, we had some decent racing last night.
Well, one more question. We'll let you go and get you back to what you're doing this morning. The Bandoleros, again, you've got the Nationals, and this is a major event. I know you guys worked hard to get it. Can you explain a little bit about what we're going to see coming up here?
Okay. On the, let's see, August the 31st, September 1, we have what is known as the Bandolero Nationals. And what that is once a year, the Bandoleros has a major race at a racetrack in different parts of the United States. Sunny South got chosen to represent a big one this year. It basically, when you win this race, you are the Bandolero champion for this year. It's a big race. To show you how big, the 28th of July, we have three race teams, three different ones, renting the track on the 28th, and then they're going to run with us Saturday night to get a feel of the track again. So, yeah, it's a big race. We're looking for 60 cars, and we'll take 58.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, right.
Well, I know your next race, like I said, is July 28th, another Saturday night race. We appreciate you, everything you do for the training up of all these young drivers, and it's great to see them climb the ranks at Sunny South. And I've got special memories, love it, from working in the announcer's booth to racing on the track and cutting my teeth, finding out what the wall feels like for the first time at your track, my friend. So
you can't take it away, can you?
No, not at all. But we love Sunny South, and we appreciate you coming on and being part of the show as always, and again, thanks for everything you do for the racing community, Joe.
Thank you, Kane, for having us on.
Oh, absolutely. Again, they'll be back in racing action coming up. Now, around the corner, Dustin Long, USAtoday.com and SI.com. We'll get the latest on what's going on with A.J. Allmendinger. Obviously, you know the dinger. Well, he got stung, didn't he? We'll see what happens if that drug test is going to be tested again. Rumors are now he's not going to have his attorneys present. Dusty knows it all. We'll talk to him about it. And around the corner, a good interview. Justin Lofton going to talk about his first win in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series in Charlotte. He's coming up next. Welcome Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Tim Bryant over at Five Flag Speedway. Good folks helping out with the show. And I told you, Dustin Long standing by with NASCAR. He writes with USA.com and SI.com. Going to get the latest on what's happening this weekend and some of the penalties with Tony Stewart this last weekend. We'll get into that a little bit more. But I've been promising you a great interview with this young man. And I tell you, after just 8 weeks, there's been a change in his racing program. We're going to talk with second in points, was first, and he's going to get it back. I got faith in the man from the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. Everybody, welcome Justin Lofton, the driver of the number 6 Chevrolet. Hey, Justin, I know you're busy, man. Thank you so much for taking time to come in on the show this morning.
No problem. I really enjoy it, and this is part of the job right here, is doing interviews and stuff.
Well, you know, things have changed for you. I want to kind of dive into the sponsorship. Just this week, it was announced that your sponsor, after just 8 weeks here in the season, CollegeComplete.com and JoinAPS.com, have decided to kind of pull out. What has that done for the team this week, preparing for Kansas? And obviously, you know, when you're a race team and you're on the level that you are and everything that you've accomplished, that's got to be throwing a monkey wrench into things. How do you handle that as a driver, especially when you've got to be focused on what's coming up at the track?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's been really tough balancing it all out. You know, we've been together for, it was actually a year ago, last week in Kentucky, and so we had a lot of branding that we have done, a lot of different things for exposure that we're basically having to undo in basically a 5-day period of time. I mean,
wow.
We started a year ago, you know, doing just, everything from the pit sign that I look at going down pit road,
mm-hmm.
all the way to the hauler and everything in between. You know, it's definitely been a struggle getting everything switched over, but we're good. We're solid. We've got a new sponsor being announced later today.
Great.
We've actually got a cool program that we're debuting it with. There'll be a URL address that comes out. It's a Digigraph. It'll be a limited edition photo of the new truck.
Nice.
For this weekend in Iowa. And so we're doing a lot of different things to debut it that way. We're secure financially, so we're going all the way to Homestead and beyond. So
yeah.
We're looking forward to later this year and building, opening doors up for new partnerships and being able to be more flexible between different races we go to and starting to have a lot of fun with it. As you can tell, we've got a blue truck this weekend.
Yeah.
We're going to have an orange truck next weekend. So we're going to have some fun with it all.
Well, that's the thing, Justin. I mean, here you are. How old are you, Justin?
I'm 26.
At 26 years old, having the time of your life, you know, here you've already got a championship, you know, and I want you to hit under that a little bit, too. You and Eddie Sharp have been together for a while. You won the ARCA championship in 2009. So you guys have had a pretty good chemistry. What is it about Eddie that really keeps you fired up and motivated on this team?
You know, it's really tough, what doesn't he do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a really family knit shop. I mean, we're all really close here. I enjoy coming every day. Eddie keeps me very involved in what's going on day to day. I mean, growing up the way I did, growing up, family owned businesses and
yeah.
being a part of the day to day. When I was kind of excluded from that with the other two teams I was at, you didn't know where you stood exactly every day. And here I know I'm part of it. Shoot, I've just recently we've moved all our vinyl stuff. We're going to move it all in-house to do my truck. So that's why, you know, we get to go back and have a lot of fun with the designs and stuff on the
cool.
truck, because I can literally walk into the other room and print something different out for them. So I think that is what really keeps me excited to go racing every day. I'm at the shop every day. I've put in probably Wednesday is probably over pretty close to 40 hours in the last 3 days here at the race
shop,
helping the guys do everything. So,
well, that just shows the determination that you and the team have, second in the points only because of a falter. And to be honest, you're going to get back up there, and I've already picked you, and I think I'm swaying other folks, too, to take this and take this championship. Now, if you do take it to the level and you get the championship, has there been talks about you and Eddie Sharp possibly testing the waters in the Nationwide Series? Where do you want to go from here? Obviously to the top, but where do you go after this season?
You know, a lot of that, comes up to different opportunities,
mm-hmm.
partnership opportunities. When we got together last year, our goal was ultimately to end up in the Cup Series together. with the ECR, RCR program we put together with Chevrolet, that was all in the talks of, you know, we're not just going to stay truck racing. We're eventually going to move forward and go nationwide racing or go cup racing or both. And right now the talks are full-time truck next year, part-time nationwide.
Great.
But with, you know, different as opportunities present themselves, we're ready to go cup racing next year, at least on a for sure on a part-time basis, maybe not a full-time, just to make sure we're competitive. But we have everything in place we need to be at that level. So it's you know, it's really excited that way, and that's what's really cool is I know what next year could bring, and you know, winning this championship would definitely help that along.
Is Justin Lofton living the dream?
You know, it's yeah, for sure. I'm definitely you know, it's definitely been a very you know, kind of tiring one, just on the fact of I've, you know, been all over the place. Been running my off-road program for General Tire out in the Best in Desert Series. We're, you know, we've had some success out there. We had a little bobble at the first race of the year, so hopefully Dad's going to pilot the car at the next race on Michigan weekend in Vegas to Reno. So hopefully we can get the General Tire Jimco buggy up front, get us back in the points. Then I'm in it October and last week in December, or first week in December. So that's filled in the six weeks of my off time.
Off time? You liar. There's no such thing as off time for Justin, is there?
No, there isn't. We have an off weekend coming up here at the end of July. I'm getting ready. My dad and I are going out. Best in Desert is putting on a special Jeep run, so we're going to go out there and you know, promote General Tire all throughout the state of Nevada, promote off-road racing, and you know, how much fun it can be and how much of a family sport it is. And so we're getting ready to go do that. Then I leave there, go get back in the truck. I got a tire test coming up at Michigan that Monday, and then leave Wednesday for Pocono. So it's you know, it's a crazy schedule. I think my next off weekend is then my next Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday off will be the second weekend of October.
Oh, my gosh. Well, like you said, Justin, living the dream. Let me ask you, can you walk us through that first win at Charlotte Motor Speedway? You and Brad Keselowski, he was right on your bumper. You did what every driver wants to do, but what a great win at Charlotte. Take us through those last moments in that race.
Man, that was an exciting race. It was one of those, you know, just the day when you show up, you kind of know you have that feeling, because no matter what you do, you can't screw up your truck. You can't do any wrong. And even when you do something wrong, like we blew a pit, you know, coming down the pit cycle, and it ended up working out for us. So it's a, you know, it's one of those very special days you treasure. And the last couple laps, when at the beginning of the race I was hurting on my restarts. And basically halfway through the race when I fell back and we did some pit strategy to kind of put us in a different position later on, I basically told myself I can't lose this race for these guys over a restart. So I've got to figure this out. And throughout the race, as every restart, I learned more and more and more and to do what I needed to do to ultimately be able to beat Brad on that very last restart, which put us up front. Which gave us the clean air, which kept them behind us. So it was very emotional the last couple laps of the race. Eddie was actually telling me when I was coming to take the white flag, he was like, all right, three to go, so I wouldn't even try. Just standing on the gas, trying not
That's
to
That's a smart
it, so.
Man, and you probably looked over and you're like, oh, hell, he's lying, there's one to go.
Yeah, I kind of looked up and I was like, I don't really care. I'm just going to stand on the gas as hard as I can right now. And there was actually, I think, with like three or four to go, I had tears rolling down my eyes. I was running around the track at 175 miles an hour going, man, I hope this doesn't get taken away from me.
That's awesome.
It was really cool to be able to do it, to win, to beat Brad for it, because Brad was the one that took me to my very first truck race, and he was the one that actually got me interested in truck racing. So it was really cool, you know, to be able to race. I think, you know, in my eyes, one of the greatest truck drivers there are, even though you know, he doesn't get to do it very much, but he's definitely one of the greatest, and it was really cool.
Well, I know we've got you've got a great teammate, Kale Gale, home from Mobile, Alabama, and you guys have you guys been able to connect? And what has he been able to tell you? Do you guys share information? How's that relationship?
Yeah, it's a really good relationship, and you know, Kale hasn't had a lot of experience in the trucks, and he's going, you know, a lot of new tracks with the trucks.
Yeah.
And so it's actually, it's kind of been me more telling, you know, giving him information on how to drive them and where to go and how they should feel. So it's actually worked out really well. I've done everything I could to, you know, get him up to speed. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, he was a guy that when I was sitting on my couch back in California wishing I was, you know, racing back east, he was one of the guys, you know, I was watching drive the RCR cars and stuff. So to be able to say he's my teammate, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Well, I know you got a busy weekend. You've got a good-looking truck, brand-new sponsors. Congratulations. One more quick question. We have so many young drivers and young kids and families just getting involved in racing, go-karting huge along the Gulf Coast, dirt tracks and so forth. So I like to ask everyone that comes on who's been there and has taken it to the next level, do you have any good advice for these young drivers or maybe the families getting started into racing? And just, you know, what one piece of advice could you give them, Justin?
There's not one, you know, it works different for everyone, but, you know, the biggest thing is hard work and, you know, you've got family is probably the most important thing in this sport. You know, it takes a huge support group and, you know, as much as I was a kid at one time and I didn't want to listen to my parents and they told me don't do this or don't do that. And then, you know, you see the repercussions years down the road. And, man, I wish I would have listened to them. So it's, you know, your parents usually know best. And, you know, hopefully the biggest thing is the parents got to stand behind their kids when they're doing this because it takes everyone. I've got two sisters, grandparents. I've got an uncle working in the shop. My uncle's driving my coach to Iowa right now. And so it takes a lot of family. And that's probably the most important thing is don't take them for granted.
Well, Justin, I know you don't take anything for granted. You live day by day, obviously, and you've got a great team set up, and we wish you the best of luck this weekend. And bring home that championship, and when you do, send us a picture and let us get you back on the air with us, if that's all right, Justin.
Yeah, for sure. Love to do it, and just let me know.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, later today, get a podcast on usfdracing.org. And if you're on Facebook, look up USFD Racing. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And these guys, we've teamed up with Hurricane Motorsports. Jim Board, the guy who has started this, has done an amazing job. And we pretty much race for awareness for volunteer fire departments and EMTs, do car shows, fundraisers. And the best part is we get local racetracks all over the Gulf Coast and all over the nation to let these guys in at half price for free, and it really has been awesome. So like us on Facebook, usfdracing.org. Well, thank you to Rick Crawford and Joe McCardle stopping by, and also how about a great interview with Justin Lofton, had some nice kind words about Mobile native Cale Gale. So Dustin Long is standing by. Time to shift gears back into NASCAR. USATODAY.com. I've been talking all morning. SI.com. And other websites, Dustin, what else are you on?
AthlonSports.com, right for Speed Sport Magazine. So, just keeping busy.
Yeah, oh, and I know you're all over the place, and that's why we love having you on when you can. I want to talk about, first of all, so much to hit, but Kyle Busch edges out Casey Kane for the pole. Sunday's Lennox Industrial Tools 301 at New Hampshire. This is kind of a feather in the cap for Busch. Kind of needs that, doesn't he?
Yeah, certainly with his position of the points. I mean, he would have a wild card spot if the chase started today, but you know it doesn't. So they still got eight more races to go, and he's had some struggles, and they have not performed. They've had engine issues, and they've not been able to get the finishes here lately. So there was a stretch earlier this season where he was scoring top four finishes week after week. I think it was like 3-4 weeks in a row. And, just have not had a real strong finish in a long time. So, it's good that he got the pole, which is something, that team needs a lift. They've just, things have not gone as well lately. But now it's a matter of, turning that pole into a good result and to giving them something that they haven't had. So, we'll see what happens. But, they're in need of something. I mean, the last time he's had one top 10 since the Coca-Cola 600 in Memorial Day weekend, and that top 10 was a 10th at Kentucky. That was a race where he certainly was dominant, leading 118 laps, but things went away there way at the latter part of the race. But they need better performances. I mean, since finishing third at Charlotte, he's gone 29th, 30th, 32nd, 17th, 10th, 24th. You keep that up, that won't get you in the chase.
Well, you look at how close it was. Casey Kane missed by, I think, 14,000th of a second. I mean, just like by a hair on the bumper. So what has Casey got for this race? And I hear some rumblings about Denny Hamlin having issues with his back, maybe. What's up with that?
Well, Denny Hamlin had issues with his back last week at, right. At Daytona. It wasn't in the car as much, but, you know, he was he's a lot better. So, you know, I think his back issues are back to normal as opposed to being as bad as what they were. So I don't think that's a problem. There shouldn't be a problem. You know, it'll be a little bit of challenge on that track, but there's enough of a straightaway that he'll be able to, you know, you'll kind of be able to rest at, you know, a track like Richmond, where you're always in the turn for the most part because it's a D-shaped oval. You really don't have as much time to rest with your back, and because you're always kind of getting forced in the seat one way or the other. So it shouldn't be as much of a problem, and he's been dealing with this, so it's nothing new.
Amazing racing at Daytona. We're very proud of Johanna Long here, obviously, from Pensacola, who at one time was all the way at the third, running sixth, and if she would have had some help, probably could have had a top five finish. I think she finished 12th while wrecking at the end of that race. That was, of course, also talking about the Nationwide Series. But how about Tony Stewart pulling it off and what it means for his team, but then slapped with a penalty? So can you tell us the latest and what has happened with that team this past week?
Well, I mean, obviously gets the win, but had the qualifying infraction with the open hose inside the car, penalized 6 points. So basically, you know, that puts him at 586 points, same number of points as Kevin Harvick. I mean, they're essentially tied for fifth, but Stewart would have fifth based on the tiebreaker having wins, three wins. You know, let's put it this way. You know, he's still... You know, Tony is still 45 points ahead of 11, and let's be honest, with the three wins, he's in the chase. So, you know, he, as long as he doesn't fall out of 20th, you know, he's going to make the chase because he, at the very worst, he'll earn one of the two wild card spots. And, you know, realistically, he's probably going to remain in the top 10. And that's the key for them, is to stay in the top 10 so they get those bonus points for the wins. Right. Because if you have to use a wild card to get in, obviously those wins help you get the wild card, but you don't get those bonus points. That would be, you know, that'd be 9 lost points if he suddenly fell out of the top 10. But it would have to, they'd have to have a collapse here to have that happen, most likely. So, you know, not an issue there. And he's bound for the chase, just like Brad Keselowski. He's got 3 wins. Question for Brad is, who's 9th in the points? Is he going to stay in the top 10 and be able to use those bonus points, which he couldn't do last year because he used a wild card spot to get it?
Well, we're talking with Dustin Long with USATODAY.com, SI.com, and so many other websites that he takes care of with the NASCAR racing. The other biggest news that everyone's talking about is the shock about A.J. Allmendinger. You can see, you know, the latest information that I saw up on the web this morning is, you know, he has the opportunity to have his own testing team at the next time they test this B sample. And, again, if you've been under a rock or don't know much about racing, A.J. Allmendinger was busted a couple of weeks ago for a substance abuse, I guess is the best way to put it, because they're not really telling us what it is. But now he's saying he's not bringing his lawyer to the test. Can you give us the latest on what is happening with AJ in this process?
Well, what happened was AJ, when you know, a NASCAR substance abuse policy involves random testing. It's right. For drivers, crew members, officials, you know, people like that. At Kentucky a couple weeks ago, you know, AJ's number or name came up to have to give a sample for the random drug testing. He did, and then was informed the day of the Daytona race that the original sample, the A sample, had failed. There was an issue. Talked to the medical review officer, and apparently with what he discussed, it was not enough to clear it up. They did not have the opportunity to test the B sample, and so the information was passed along to NASCAR. NASCAR temporarily suspended Allmendinger. Where it's at is Allmendinger has the right to have the B sample tested. What happens is when you give your sample, it's divided into two, an A sample, a B sample. Okay. So in essence, it's the B sample is supposed to be identical to the A, right. And it's secured and can be tested if needed. And as part of the rule book, you know, if you don't pass your A sample, you're allowed to request, you're allowed to be represented by a toxicologist or be there for the B test sample. Obviously, that's where things are now, is that, you know, Allmendinger will have that. Because of that, it's not expected, the B sample is not expected to be tested until next week. Allmendinger has said in a statement that, know, he tested positive for stimulants, but claims that he has not knowingly taken any prohibited substance. And you have to understand that, you know, there are things that you can take that are actually legal,
but
show
if
you take them in the quantities that you can fail a test. Like in the rule book, I'm going to read from the rule book, the NASCAR Sprint Car rule book. It says, for example, a combination of drinking 10 cups of espresso, taking cold medicine, and using prescribed sleep medication will cause a safety risk, although each substance in small amounts by themselves may not necessarily result in a violation of the substance abuse policy.
Well, that's a great area.
So, you know, the thing that people have to understand is let's wait to see what happens. Now, obviously, if A.J. Allmendinger fails the B sample, then that temporary suspension becomes an indefinite suspension.
Yeah.
And then he has to go through what NASCAR calls a road to recovery program before he can be reinstated as a driver.
Wow.
Now, if the B sample shows no issues and is clean, then A.J. Allmendinger is immediately available to get back in the car and go racing.
But what you tell us, though, is if it's the exact same sample as A, just put in a different cup, essentially, I don't see how that's going to happen. And more than likely, I mean, this happened with Mayfield, and he didn't go to the B sample because obviously he knew, well, it's going to be the same stuff. They already busted us. I think he had the guilty conscience. I don't think A.J. does. I mean, he's got all this medication he said that he's putting together and trying to get to NASCAR, and I think he's doing the right thing. And do you think it's an honest mistake? What is your gut feeling on this, Dustin?
You know, it's, I guess let's just see what happens.
nice.
You know, I think I just think you just have to let it play out and before really forming an opinion. I mean, you know, if for some reason the B sample comes back clean, which, like you say, seems unlikely, but what if it does, then all the speculating was for nothing. You know, let's see what happens when the B sample's tested, the results come in, the actions are taken, and then what people say after that. We'll go from there.
Sounds pretty predictable, but Dustin, we appreciate your time this morning. Do you have anyone that just sticks out in about 30 seconds that really looks like someone we have to watch? Obviously, Casey Kane. How about Busch this weekend?
Certainly, Tony Stewart, Ryan Newman. The team was strong in New Hampshire last year. Obviously, Newman needs, you know, Newman's in the fight to get into a chase spot. Now with the U.S. Army announcing this week that it's leaving not only the team but NASCAR after the season, Newman's in need of certainly finding some sponsorship to make sure that he has a ride at Stewart Haas Racing next year with his contract up after the season. This would be a good track to take advantage of the successes that they've had and, you know, maybe get another win and put himself in a better chase position and maybe help him for a ride for next year.
Yeah. Well, Dustin, I know it's going to be a great race this weekend. You always covered it so many different angles, from being on Facebook to Twitter, whatever it is, and you obviously had all that one. But also, how can we keep track of you on some of the other sites?
Well, like I said, on Twitter, it's at Dustin Long, all one word. That's probably the easiest way to keep track of me.
All right. Well, Dustin, we appreciate you coming on board, as always, and have a good weekend, my friend.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, that's Dustin Long again with just so much NASCAR knowledge. We appreciate him coming on the show as much as he does. Hey, I want to thank you also for listening today. We're heading out. Hurricane Motorsports ready to go out to Mobile International Speedway. They're going to represent with Cooper Tires, Advanced Auto Parts, also Aaron's Rent-A-Own on there, and USFD Racing, which, by the way, arranged for $60,000 worth of product to be donated to the North Carolina Fallen Firefighters. The product just left Florida this morning on the way to North Carolina, and we'll have more information about that next week. Like us on Facebook. We're doing good things. USFDRacing.org. God bless y'all. We'll see you at Mobile International Speedway and make a lot of noise for that number 5 bomber, would you? Love y'all. See you then.